This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Rich Sheepman's with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. And you can buy his book right there at offgridmontana.com, as well as Amazon. Rich, I mentioned time and equity. Did you have any comments on that last hour?
Well, I certainly don't agree with anything you said, but the rules have definitely changed.
Wait, you don't agree?
No, I do agree with everything you said, but the rules have changed. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let me tell your listeners what has happened over the last 40 years and has gotten so much worse. We've been force-fed a sandwich. A Marxist, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Clouded and Piven, Communist Manifesto, drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness sandwich. And what this has done, it's set the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth, mostly by group identity politics. And what this, the bottom line is we have a loss of individual rights. So I'll just take one of the examples you mentioned regarding time leverage on rentals. And it's a great idea, especially if you're young. However, I'm 57, folks. So I looked into, I sold a piece of property last year. I looked into buying a threeplex, okay, in my county. And it was quite reasonable. It was somewhere, I don't know, somewhere I get $150,000, $200,000 in that range. And I was going to pay for it with cash. And I did the math. I broke out the pencil and the paper. And I talked to attorneys. I talked to title companies. I talked to a lot of people and did my research. And the bottom line is if I had 100% occupancy, full occupancy, if I never got sued because of group identity politics, if I never had a plumbing or electrician issue, if I didn't have someone go crazy and destroy the place or go on fire, if I had the perfect scenario, which very rarely happens in life, I wouldn't have had an ROI, or excuse me, a return on investment until my early 70s. Now, dovetail the fact that we are in a demographic Keynesian economic central bank nightmare with group identity politics basically going crazy in America, where commerce almost doesn't even exist. For those of you who have heard me on radio shows and Vince's USAPrepared.com, you know I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I tried to get a part-time job share with GlaxoSmithKline. I was working full-time for 14 years. I had neurosurgeons writing them to reduce my driving by 50%, and human resources told me that part-time job shares were for females only. So I visited about, consulted with about 30 different attorneys throughout this period, and they said, as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, you have no rights, no restitution. One attorney told me I have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the reverse discrimination lawsuit. One attorney told me, and this is one of my favorite lines that I try to use as often as possible, I don't have enough group self-pity points. So when you hear people say identity politics, they're masking the word group identity politics. When they talk about a divide-and-conquer strategy and they leave it there, they're purposely not talking about lowering the bars of standards and expectations. So the answer to 95% of the questions out there, for me, is the words, it depends. So when you live in a situation where, everything that made us great, like supply and demand and free markets and hard work, effort, proven results and qualifications, has been thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater, you got to look at it as it depends. It depends on your age. It depends on, and we're heading, I have absolutely no doubt about it, folks, we're heading into a deflationary spiral with stagflationary complications for the bottom 93%. And as I try to be repetitive on, interest rates are a function of growth, wages, and inflation. All three of those are going down because we have exported inflation to low-cost producing countries. And that's why bonds are, in my opinion, still in a bull market because interest rates should keep going down even though the Fed has been raising them. And you got to ask yourself, are they trying to crash the whole system? Because everything will come down. Housing, everything is dependent on interest rates right now. So that being said, I have an idea on how we can fix the economy, but this proves my point. It's so easy to fix, but the powers that be want to create and keep this status quo, which I call basically an incognito caste system, not as obvious and deliberate as India, but nevertheless, we have a caste system. Now, if we broke up all the big companies, all the oligarchies and monopolies, and the people decided how much net worth an individual corporation could have, and I'm not saying socialism. I'm saying in the context of the George Soroses and the Bezos and all the big corporations who are literally funding groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and sedition and treason and espionage. You know, when you have this addiction to power, money, and control, and you try to control the planet, where eight people now have a higher net worth than half of the globe, half of the planet Earth combined, you know, the people have to stand up and say, enough is enough. If we did the following, folks, negative interest rates. Now, bear with me. Means testing. 100-year mortgage and take the mean household debt and give that amount to each home. And that could be done with vouchers to prevent hyperinflation and dismantle the central banks. And let me explain this. Negative interest rates. I realize that they're a fee, and it scares most people. But banks still have a huge spread on car loans and credit card loans. I mean, the average credit card loan from a bank is 14 to 16%, folks. Cars are 5%. Negative interest rates, if we did this, and let's say you did the right thing, and you took the plunge and took the risk to buy land, to buy a home, let's say we had 2% negative interest rates. The person who took out the loan gets paid by the bank at the end of the year that 2% for doing the right thing, for not defaulting, for not going to bankrupt. We are not rewarding the people for doing the right thing anymore, because we've created a separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group identity politics you have in order to lower the bars of standards and expectations, to insult, degrade, and disrespect, to avoid synergy, to create and manufacture all this perception and pity and guilt to keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And if we had means testing, where let's say the people decided, okay, let's say if you have less than $300,000 in the bank, you do not get confiscated from your wealth from a bank. Only the super rich gets the confiscation regarding the negative interest rates. And 100-year mortgages, right now, folks, they're doing 100-year bonds in certain countries. This is how desperate the big oligarchs oligarchies are. And when I say the oligarchies, I mean the big governments who have created alliances with big corporate oligarchies. They're even issuing bonds to pay pensions. Certain big companies, like even ExxonMobil, I've read articles where they're literally can't afford to pay their dividends on their stocks, and they're borrowing money to do it. It's all unsustainable. This whole thing is ready to go down. So instead of having 100-year bonds for individual countries, we could have 100-year mortgages and give the people a shot to spread out their principal payments, okay, with low reward interest rates or negative interest rates that they could get money paid back, and they can catch up, give the people a chance to catch up. And if we took the mean household debt, let's say it was $80,000 around the country, and everybody got a voucher to either pay off debt. If you're in debt, you just go through a title company or a credit card company like you normally check your credit, and you get that voucher. And if you're in debt, you have to pay it off. If you're not out of debt, you must spend it within a certain amount of time. If it was done in a voucher fashion, we wouldn't have a hyperinflationary situation. And while this is all happening, we dismantle the central banks. And instead of debt-based currency, we do it the way the Constitution was intended, where Congress prints the money. Maybe it's a Federal Reserve note, maybe a Treasury note. This can be discussed. And eliminate debt-based currency. If we did that, we could have prosperity again. See, but the powers that be, they're so addicted to power, money, and control, they want the aristocracy-serfdom relationship. Well, now the whole system is ready to come down. It's hanging by a thread. It's hanging at the edge of a cliff. And we need to, like Trump says, transfer the power back to the people. We have to be Americans again. This guy's taken $1 salary. He put his family's safety on the line. He has a chance to be General Maximus in the movie The Gladiator, the savior of the USA. But if he keeps kowtowing to all these multimillionaires and billionaires and keeps this status quo going, their caste system, there's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be very ugly in many different ways. And the elite have to start listening to the people when it comes to ideas and solutions. And that's one of the reasons I talk about these outside-the-box ideas solutions. Just with this idea I just shared, Vince, if the powers that be did that, we could get our country and our economy rolling in a matter of months.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, Rich Heben, would you tell us the benefits that you might see if we lowered the amount of government bureaucracy, as well as what you've just outlined, to get America going again?
You bet.
Another prong to the approach. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you're talking about negative interest rates, and I mentioned reducing government bureaucracies as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it boils down to a lot of the barometers that the elites use, Vince, for the health of the economy. We can no longer use increased GDP as it being equivalent to happiness in a system that's so corrupt and manipulated. You know, for example, it takes, you know, you've heard that term Tina, you know, the woman's name Tina, there is no alternative. It's usually revolving around interest rates and bubbles and popping. Basically, they raise interest rates too high, everything collapses, stocks, bonds, housing, real estate, government, and commercial, retail, emerging markets can't pay the interest in our debt. I mean, it takes it's insane what's happening. It takes 4 times the amount of debt to create one time, or $4 to create $1 of increased GDP. We have to start thinking about the bottom 93%, because savings are directly proportional to goods and services and productivity, and not the printing of money, because 95% of that money goes to the top 1 to 7%. When Hank Paulson in 08 printed all that money to save the housing bubble and basically pay off all the big banks and the insurance companies and the auto manufacturers, et cetera, 95% of that money went to the top 1 to 7%, depending on what you read. So we need to start looking at different barometers and coming up with suggestions from the bottom 93%. Because silence, folks, equals consent. You remember that earlier, is to make you submissive and break your will. That means they're gonna continue to do everything. And we need to start talking objective facts and subjective emotional opinion. I mean, we're in a world of hurt, even, and not just U.S. economy, actually world economy. You look at 2016, global economy, it was $75 trillion. Well, the U.S., China, Japan, and Germany was approximately 52% of that. Well, those four countries, including us, the velocity of money is dropping like a rock. So what do you think is going to happen to global economy? Supply and demand, free markets. It's going to become more fascist. See, we have a fascist system in America, folks. And pardon my repetition, but only 4 to 6% of Americans make their primary income from being self-employed. Fascism, again, is the big corporate oligarchies who create an alliance with big government. And people have to realize that. And there's so many groups, especially young people, being used. I don't care what skin pigmentation, what gender, what sexual orientation, ideology, philosophy, you're all being duped. And let me just give you one example of using objective facts, okay? And I talked to quite a few liberals, whether it be on the radio or in a talk, and they all agree. You ever hear, you remember that chant? It was probably the leftists. Democrat, progressive, most popular chant, Trump, KKK, no fascist USA. First of all, folks, the liberals, I'm all for being liberal, but the liberals, the Democrats, the left, I don't care what you call them, they've been hijacked by the globalists, okay, to use us as groups so we infight and create chaos. That's how a divide and conquer strategy works. But let's just take that Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA chant and just break it down to its simplest form. First of all, KKK, folks, this was started by the Democrat Party. Most of the people in the hierarchy of those type of groups are usually FBI or CIA or NSA informants to create and foment the chaos because they have to have chaos and infighting for the divide and conquer strategy to work. Okay, Margaret Singer, who was a huge Democrat, okay, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call her, she literally created Planned Parenthood in 80% of the black neighborhoods because she said via audio, via transcript, via video, I've seen it, I've heard it, and I've read it, that we need to keep the black population down. Obama, double black unemployment. Folks, fascism, again, is what we have now. And Trump, what he's trying to do is give the people the control back to create small businesses so we can control our own destiny. Vince?
Yeah, when we come back, I'd like to share with you something that's happening to me. I've decided to run for the board of directors of the electrical cooperative. And let me share with you what the stage is going to be like and some of the obstacles.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rich Sheban, next month, I'll be on stage at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. And that's where the meeting is held for the board of directors of this particular electrical cooperative. And the seating capacity of this 46,000 square foot facility, and that's the same facility that you've been in for the Get Prepared Expo, 46,000 square feet. If they put chairs in there, it'll easily seat 5,000 people. I've heard that as many as 8,000 have been in that room. So there are bleachers and chairs and a stage. So I'm going to be there. And my mission is to deliver a message that will that will show the members of the Electrical Cooperative why they should consider voting for Vincent Finelli. Now, this is a it's a fun thing. There's a live band. Everybody gets hot dogs, popcorn, sodas, potato chips, and it's air conditioned in the heat of the summer. So it's a free event, and a lot of people go. But my message is about safe, reliable, and affordable electricity. But during the annual board of directors meeting, prizes are given out. I'm talking about big prizes. I'm talking about huge televisions that take two people to carry them. Electronics. I mean, there are probably easily 50 prizes that are worth several hundred dollars apiece. So it's a lot of fun, but I have a feeling that the people who attend this are there for the prizes and the hot dogs and the band. They don't really realize that the main purpose of their participation is to elect a board of directors through majority vote who will take into consideration the interests of the members. Affordable electricity, reliable electricity, and safe electricity. And also, they need to know about the potential failure points of the grid, because, you know, three minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food, you know, we all know the answer to that. But I don't think they all know that. And so you talk about dividing and dumbing down and keeping people in the dark. The people, for the most part, who are going to be voting will not have heard of coronal mass ejections and things like that. They won't know about the things that we talk about here on the air. And so I have a quandary. How do I, in a few minutes, describe why they should be really careful about who they elect, rather than re-elect the same people over and over who have brought them smart meters and have bought them electrical rate increases? How do you do that? I don't know, because we've been divided and dumbed down for so long. What do you think? Do you have an answer?
Well, I can go off into a tangent. And, in mind, a lot of the disguises that the powers that be use are things like Agenda 21, words humanitarian, sustainable city, global warming, climate change. You know, it's pretty obvious. Even Lagarde from the IMF talks about climate change in her speeches. Now, why is she's supposed to be a financial institution? Why is she talking about climate change? It's because it's all about the agenda. It's all about top-down control of the people. So what my suggestion would be is to, and I don't know if this will get you elected, if it's a fair election and the people are thinking outside the box, I think this will help you, but it all depends on how fixed the election is. I would start out with things of that nature and make people realize that it's not all about the bottom line. Remember what I said earlier, this is my analogy. Increased GDP is not equivalent to happiness, not anymore, not for the bottom 93%, not in a corrupt, manipulated society. So what I would suggest is you as a board member to give information to the people, whether it be for supplemental solar panels, possibly going off grid, just maybe even having a once a month discussion or talk about being self-sufficient in many cases, you know, from gardening to alternative energy, raising animals, whatever the case may be, to give people options so they can control their own destiny. And the more information they have, the better off they're going to be, because I think skill sets for what's coming down the pike financially, economically, socially, and politically. And that's one of the reasons I talk with that type of rationale for all four of those criteria as evenly as I possibly can. But if people really understood that, you know, everything from being debt-free to maintaining skill sets, is college really worth it, creating time leverage in your assets instead of being in debt early in life. You know, there's so many things, food storage. I mean, having a garden. Every American who listens to this show should have at least a little garden, because you don't just plant seeds. People say, oh, I'm just going to plant seeds when things get rough. Well, most people don't even know to buy heirloom or open pollinated seeds so they can harvest the seeds for the following years to come if things get rough. We need to start relearning the old 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology, Vince.
Okay, I'm in total agreement with you. However, here's something that I've noticed with farming that I haven't had. I can't believe it. It's really upsetting to me. Farmers today shop at the food stores. They do. For the most part, they go to the Chinese factory outlet and they go to the super centers and they buy their food there, just like people in the suburbs do. And fewer and fewer farmers are raising gardens. I mean, there are a few, but fewer and fewer. And so they are becoming attached to the system. They can't seem to get away from it. And you're talking about growing gardens. We have a garden that's growing really, really well. It's doing fine. We expanded our garden. It's now easily three times the size it was last year. And it's been expanding every year. Well, I decided to grow two things. I bought some seeds from China on the internet to grow a tea plant. Okay? I want to raise tea leaves. They won't grow. I can't get them to germinate. I've tried three different ways. I cannot get them to germinate. And I bought some. I was having trouble buying pepperoncini. It's like an Italian pickled pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You might find them in salads at some restaurants. And I make Italian beef with them. Well, I want to buy them by the gallon. I can't find them. I can't find a good reputable American brand in gallon jars here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. So, no problem. I'll just grow my own. Well, the seeds won't germinate. And my son decided that he was going to try growing tobacco. Bought them on the internet. Seeds won't germinate. So, either the Postal Service is destroying the seeds with radiation or scanning or mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. but they're not growing. So, now, you know, if you just get an envelope with seeds in them that maybe is not packed, tightly in three or four layers of aluminum foil, we may not be able to get those seeds to grow. So here we have a situation where there are people who will say, and I've heard this at a meetup. There was a guy giving a presentation at one of our meetups years ago. He said, look, don't bother with the heirloom seeds. Start with the non-heirloom seeds, get some success, and then once you get success, then move to the heirloom seeds. And I'm saying, are you kidding? Start with the heirloom seeds. It's going to be really tough. However, you'll have them. You'll be able to save them because we don't know how much time we have left. So we're growing heirloom seeds. And now the yield is not as much designer looking as you might find in the supermarket or the Chinese factory outlet supercenter. You know, it's not all uniform, but the taste is there and it works and we can save the seeds. But Rich, even most people are not like you, growing your own garden, raising your own food, hunting, fishing, you know, and being in charge and control of your own destiny. Most people are not. Most people don't live off the grid. Right now, the broadcast is this broadcast on my end and your end, both ends, are off the grid. We are generating electricity from the sun, and it's working great. You know, I've got some tweaking I have to do, but it's working. And more people ought to consider that. And why are we doing that? Because we don't want to be held hostage by the system. And what does that mean? That means that we want to have enough food to survive until we can grow our own. We want to have enough electricity to live and be able to do the things that we're trying to do. And it's working. But it takes effort. It takes not watching television. It takes, you know, not saying, I'm just going to relax some more. It actually takes reading, writing, arithmetic, using the skills that we've learned over the years, and skills that we are forgetting about. Learning how to estimate. Geez, young people don't know how to estimate. Just try asking them how far it is to a certain place, or ask them to give you directions on how to get there, from here to there. They have a tough time doing it. They'll pull out their phone. They'll pull out their phone to tell you how to get there. Because they don't know.
Yeah, and what's a scary statistic, and I've read this many times and said this on the air many times, the average American spends 7 to 8 hours on their television and smartphone daily. And it's not to learn financial, economic, social, and political benefits to share with the American people. It's mostly for entertainment. So for people, especially young people, who say that they don't have the time, it's all a bunch of malarkey, because we are, especially for the young people, losing that balance in life. between hard work and having free time to do the things we want to do, humor and being serious. But the biggest imbalance in life is the loss of nature and knowledge regarding technology, in lieu of technology. You know, there's so many kids, you know, who knows how to operate a smartphone and text and things like that. But we've taught our youth how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. And this is why they are in the situation that they are today regarding work ethic and a lack of knowledge of economy and finance and social and political skills. And this is why we need to have these discussions on the air. And if you were to try to be on this board member and you would say, I'm going to give seminars once a month to the people to think outside the box, everything from gardening and alternative energy, and just to make the people of that electric conglomerate happier and better off, increase their skill sets, I think you'd get the vote, Vince.
Well, that's what I'm gonna strive toward doing. And my mission is to protect the grid as best I can in the way that I can be beneficial. When we come back, would you share with us some of the things that people have said to you while you were traveling and speaking in Washington?
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This can be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you traveled to Washington and you made some presentations in front of groups of people. What are they asking you? That's one of the things that I love about speaking publicly. I get a chance to talk to people after, listen to their questions. What are they concerned about? What are they saying? What do they think that's right, going right? What do they think that's going wrong?
Well, people who get to a conference like that know there's something very wrong. And my objective was to give ideas and solutions on how to prepare ideas, suggestions, but mostly to wake people up regarding math, objective facts, and what's going on in the financial economic world. Let me just give you a few statistics since we're running out of time here. For example, I make it very clear that the central bank's goals, they have three main goals in my research. One is to save the banks. Two is to save the stock market / Wall Street. And three is to keep the status quo. In other words, to keep the status quo and the caste, incognito caste system, as I refer to it. And I'll talk about things like, I'll use things that are very deja vu of what's happening in America today. For example, what started the Great Depression? Most people are not aware of this. There's four main things. I could make this list very long, but there's four main things that really started the Great Depression. That was silver manipulation, increased interest rates, a Rothschild bank going down in Austria, and a decrease in money supply. So this is a chain reaction. And remember, collapse is a process, not an event. So when I talk about these four things, we have to ask ourselves one at a time. Is silver manipulation being done? Absolutely. Deutsche Bank and many banks from around the world has been caught with no consequences for manipulating silver. They're even admitting it. Okay, interest rates. Does the Fed want to increase interest rates? Absolutely. Have they been since Trump got elected? Absolutely. And you got to ask yourself, are they trying to collapse the system to reset it to whatever to hide all the corrupt monetary policies that's been done? It sure looks that way. How about the Rothschild Bank going down in Austria? Are banks going down around the Western world? Absolutely. Are most of them being propped up by the central banks from around the world because, excuse me, they're in cahoots with one another? Absolutely. I mean, just this first quarter alone, the central bank of Switzerland bought $80 billion worth of stocks and bonds from us. I mean, it's getting to be almost a comedy routine. And how about a decrease in money supply? Absolutely. They're talking about doing quantitative tightening, which is a contraction. It's opposite of quantitative easing. So that could be a supernova for the middle class. So everything that's happening, you know, all look at all loans, commercial, housing, auto, all down. You look at the 2-year and 10-year bond, the 10-year and 30-year bond. It's less than 100 basis points, 1% from each other. That signifies that the lenders can no longer make money by lending money. This is called a credit collapse. These are the things that I share with people from doing lots of reading and research to make people realize that this time will be different, okay? And we need to start thinking outside the box. We need to bring back the mentor-protege relationship. We need to have frugality, household corporations, big government. We need to live below our means, know the fine line between needs and wants. All city parks in urban suburban America needs to be confiscated by the people to grow gardens. We need to start thinking outside the box. And that's one of the reasons I referred to that documentary I saw 10, 15 years ago in South L.A. It was a 14-acre piece with some rich fella donated money, donated this land to people. Well, the powers that be saw self-sufficiency and communication and synergy. They didn't like it. So they made the guy become an Indian giver, and he literally bulldozed all these people's beautiful garden. The elites don't want self-sufficiency. We need to start having these discussions about creating businesses on land and decentralizing America. Right now we have 90-10% ratio of people who live in urban, suburban versus rural. Back in the last Great Depression, it was 80-20 the opposite way. People had skill sets. They grew gardens. They hunted. They fished. They raised animals. They knew how to harvest edible and medicinal plants. They knew when clouds came in at night, it would warm the night air and not cool it down. They don't know how to find the North Star. We need to get those skill sets back, folks.
No question about it. And, class, if you happen to be in an airplane and you're flying over Phoenix, Arizona, for example, you look down on a big city and you think, okay, so everybody flushes their toilet multiple times a day. Where does it all go? Think about that. Think about that. That's centralized. Imagine the country.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.